Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to our led teachings of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray, Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way right now. Come and change us, O God, and make us more like you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is our desire to receive the Holy Spirit to operate in fully to be effective in this walk of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you just have your way right now. What changes and make us more like you, Father God. We come surrendering all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bind our mind with the mind of Christ and our will with your son. And let us thy will be done in your kingdom come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you and we love you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of us. Father God, through thy daily to the flesh of your existence and our spirit man right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, I'm going to go here with your holy word and see you for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we ask you to open up our understanding to receive scripture. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit to receive by your daily knowledge of your word. We just want to pray for you. As we see revelation and knowledge will flow on you to us right now. We may apply your word to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God. Lord, we ask you to wear being grateful and heart for you. Helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our living. When we just bring something, we declare your word to be the peace of God. Lord, we ask you to be the peace of God. We seek our faith. We seek our strength and peace and joy and happiness and protection. And all that you want today and all the focus that has to be on the most heal us, deliver us, accept us, pray for us. In Jesus' name, we pray and have you today. Amen. Welcome everybody to our main teaching here on Saturday afternoon. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here on the line today. Hallelujah. If you're here and you want to be heard, welcome. Welcome, Sister Dillard. Amen. Welcome.
Welcome. Amen. Welcome to you, too.
Amen. Anyone else that's on the call or don't know your number, just say hello this morning, afternoon. 346-842-9726 is your number. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Pastor. This is Valencia Allen.
Hello, Valencia.
Hello, Valencia.
My
welcome.
This is a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice.
Yes.
Be glad.
Amen. Rejoice. Amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for you being on the call today in our teaching of understanding the Holy Spirit. We've come pretty far in this lesson. I'm hoping to wrap up here. So for those of you who are just now tuning in or online listening, it's your first time, you can always go back. The lessons are archived here on Blog Talk, the Preacher and the Pastor. So you can kind of catch up where we are today. We've covered so much so far. And we just thank God for the coverage, amen. You know, and learning and always being able to go back to the pressure. So if it slips our mind, we can always go back to it. We were talking about last week the gift of the Spirit and understanding the gift of the Spirit. We talked about the body of Christ. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, pastoring and teaching and encouraging and how it operates through the Holy Spirit. So traditionally the ministry of pastors is to that of teaching. So in addition to caring for the members of each church, you all, the other crucial role of pastors is to explain the apostolic teachings to believers. However, many people can thrive as teachers without having to become pastors like you and my mother and others. Well, not pastoring, but still teaching. So teaching is a vital ministry of the body of Christ. So beyond giving information and teaching, allows people to deepen their relationship with God and equips believers to be aware of false teaching that they might encounter. So whenever you're in the company of your family or friends, it's an opportunity to teach the word of God. You know, everybody thinks they have to be in a pulpit in order to minister, but we all been called to minister. I want you closely connected to our gifts, encouraging and exhortation, which means that a person comes alongside another with words of comfort, consolation, and counsel to help them be all God wants them to be. And you may have found yourself before, sister and friend, talking to your children, you know, family members and loved ones, and encouraging by the with the word of God, and giving them the word of God, you know, helping them stand on the word, what the word says, and testimony. Let's talk about prophecy. As we look in the book of Romans, chapter 12, and you can write these down if you'd like to, or come back to them on the archive lesson. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Sister Dillard, I know you have your Bible with you.
Yes.
Can you go to Romans 12, chapter 6?
I have it already. Amen. Romans 12, chapter 6 says, having been gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Amen.
So we're talking about prophecy here. So prophets play an important role, you are, in the formation of the early church, their activities, which included announcing what will happen, encouraging believers, making known the mysteries of salvation. So me as a prophetess of God, understanding the call of prophecy and understanding the prophecy with the prophet, the roles that the prophet played. So some Christians believe that the office of prophet ended with the close of the era of the apostles. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 to 22, believers are told not to despise prophecy in 1 Thessalonians 21 to 22. When you get there, you can read it for us. 1 Thessalonians
chapter
5.
It says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen.
So believers are told not to despise prophecy, you all, but to test everything to see if it is truly from God. So the Apostle Paul reminds believers that even a gift like prophecy without love is useless. Everything should be done in love. Even giving prophecy should be done in love. And understanding that Satan knew how prophets too. He has a kingdom that people are operating in, and these offices of prophets and prophetess and pastors and apostles. So you have to understand there are two kingdoms that's operating as well. So that's why we have to try the Spirit. You know, we need to know and make sure that it's from God. So we test everything to see if it is truly from God. Amen?
Amen.
Let me know if I'm moving too fast, anyone.
Amen.
For those of you that have tuned in on the website, if you have any questions, you can text us over email, the preacher and the pastor at Gmail, or you can text 346-719-3349, and we'll answer back to you. All right. So now we're talking about healings, you all. And we're still talking about understanding the Holy Spirit here and how it operates. When we look in the book of 1 Corinthians, and Mother Dillard is just going through the scriptures for us, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and that's verse 9, 1 Corinthians, verse 9.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Amen.
Amen. So we're talking about healing. The Holy Spirit brings healing. So healing, like other miracles, were a demonstration of God's power that validated apostolic authority. So the specific office of healer, if there was ever one, may have ended with the apostolic age. However, Christians continue to believe that God can and does heal as a response to prayer. There is healing in prayer of the believer. Now we're going to talk about leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit. When we look in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 8. And we can actually go and look at Corinthians as well. But if you want to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 8. You got it?
Amen. I have it. Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, are he that, I might pronounce the word wrong, but I'm going to spell it. I guess it's Exhortin, E-X-H-O-R-T-E-T-H.
Uh-huh, Exhort. Mm-hmm. Exhort.
What did it say? Exhort.
Exhort. Mm-hmm.
Exhort on, exhortation. Mm-hmm. He that mm-hmm. giveth, let him do it with simply, or however that is.
Simplicity.
He that ruleth mm-hmm. with diligence, he that showeth mercy and cheerfulness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some of our leadership and guidance to say, you know, although traditionally these gifts have been related to the ministry of the elders in the church, the context of the mm-hmm. passage suggests that they are meant for all believers. So these ministries are applicable to many areas of church life, like the goals for the church, the teaching, evangelism, acts of mercy and service. And so these are applicable to these areas of the church life. Amen. We talk about leadership and guidance. So now we talk about now the message of wisdom and the message of knowledge and understanding the differential between the two. So we must understand these two gifts in the context of the whole letter to the Corinthians. When we look in the book of Corinthians, mm-hmm. we go back to 1 Corinthians, Mom, 1 Corinthians chapter mm-hmm. 12, verse 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Corinthians 12, chapter verse 12, verse 8.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Welcome to everyone else that's just getting on the line here in our lead teaching. Right now we're talking about the message of wisdom and the message of knowledge as we're still learning here the understanding of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
Amen.
And Sister Dillard is reading the scripture for us today. Thank God for you, Mother.
Amen. Thank God for you, too. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Amen.
So, thank you, Lord. Yes. So the Corinthian church seems to have struggled with being too impressed with and attracted to the more flashy gifts of tongues and prophecy. So although Apostle Paul does not deny their importance, he makes it clear that tongues and prophecy are empty without love, wisdom, and knowledge. So wisdom is the discerning and understanding of God's doing in the world and the way the world functions. So this is a mm-hmm. critical ministry that allows all ministries and gifts of the church to work in harmony and unity. And knowledge, mm-hmm. you all, it mm-hmm. allows believers to understand and explain God's revelation to others. So again, mm-hmm. the knowledge allows believers to understand and explain God's revelation to others. Amen.
Amen.
This is by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, we receive divine wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God and the understanding to be able to deliver, to bring understanding. Amen. So we always hear about miracles. We're going to talk a little bit about miracles here. Now, in 1 Corinthians, we're in 1 Corinthians now. We look at verse 10, same chapter 12, verse 10.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you look at verse 10, you want to read it?
Yeah, verse 10 what?
Same chapter, verse 12. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, verse 12. I'm ready to go. Amen.
Yeah.
It says, to another, the working of miracles, to another prophecy. To another discerning of spirit, to another
of tongues,
to another interpretation of tongues.
Okay, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So even when we drop down to verse 28 and 29 here, it says that God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, administration, varieties of tongues. Mm-hmm. Verse 29 says, are all apostles, or all prophets, or all teachers, or all workers of miracles? So when we look mm-hmm. here and understand the Holy Spirit, for the Apostle Paul, miracles existed to validate the message of the apostles. The scripture says, I preserve in demonstrating among you the marks of a true apostle, including signs, wonders, and miracles in the book of 2 Corinthians 12 and 12. So some examples of miracles in the New Testament are the judgment of Ananias and Sapphira and the judgment of Elamai, the magician. So many Christians believe that the need for these miracles for validation ended with the passing of the apostles. However, Christians affirm the possibility and existence of miracles from God today. Amen. So we still serve a miracle working God, and miracles are still happening today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right, we'll talk about service, help, and acts of mercy and giving you all, which is very important. We're still in 1 Corinthians 12, 28, and we looked at verse 28, which I read here, and God has appointed these in the church from apostles and second prophets and third teachers, and after that miracle that then gifts of healing, health and administration, variety of tongues. And I'm reading up the New King James Version. The different gifts are so closely related that some tend to assign them to the task of deacons in the church. However, you all, the overall context of this passage suggests that they are activities for all believers. So these gifts are crucial for the maturity of the church. So the practice of these gifts can vary. For example, that include like offering help to widows and orphans, and they help the poor, you know, giving aid for the daily activities in the church, discerning when individual or groups are in need of help to carry on their ministry, to go and be a help to one another is very important. You know, trying to do the Lord's work in your own strength is the most confusing, y'all, and exhausting and tedious of all work. A lot of times people say, I'm just exhausted, you know, in this walk. It's because we're trying to do things in our own strength. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then the ministry of Jesus just flows out of you. So a lot of times people say, I don't know how you do it. I say, I'm thinking about the strength of God, the Holy Spirit that leads and guides me, that guides us to keep on keeping on when our natural body, our natural strength can handle the supernatural kicking in that is operating on the inside, which is the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's talk about speaking in tongues, some of the speaking tongues and then interpreting tongues. I think I'm going to get to interpret tongues. I can interpret tongues. I can interpret all tongues. At least something I've come across, I've been able to interpret. But today I want to bring understanding to the interpretation of tongues and speaking in tongues. When we see in the same book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, I believe Sister Dilla read, so to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. So the Apostle Paul did not discourage speaking in tongues. In fact, he urged the Corinthian church leaders to not forbid it. But however, Apostle Paul did correct an error in the church. So some of the Corinthian church were too enchanted with the gift of speaking in tongues. So Apostle Paul reminded them that speaking in tongues without love is like a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. When we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, we see where he says this, and I'll read it. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So you can speak in tongues, but if you don't have love, you just a sound being made. So Apostle Paul's main concern is the edification of the church as a whole, as a body, because we are one body. Amen. But today Christians defer on whether the ministry of speaking in tongues has stopped or continued. So either way, Apostle Paul makes it clear that the unity of the body of Christ is far more important than speaking or not speaking in tongues. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more important. The unity of the body of Christ is far more important than speaking or not speaking in tongues. So let's talk a little bit about faith here. Amen. And if this is your first time here with us, welcome. If people are logging on, welcome you all. And I think we'll be able to wrap up this lesson this week, and I want to be able to, next week, to be able to lead the teaching on, a lot of you have questions about angels, so you just have to answer questions to angels and how they operate in our life and they're operating right now, and just have a breakdown according to scripture so we can have an understanding, because people are waiting to hear from angels, and I want us to have an understanding of the truth about God's messengers and then the questions and answers on angels. So I'm hoping to be able to get to that next week. So, amen. So let's talk a little bit about faith here and evangelism. And 1 Corinthians here in verse 12, chapter 9, you all. And I think Sister Dylan, did you read verse 9? To another
amen.
Faith by the same spirit, to another gift of healing in the same spirit. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. So this spiritual gift of faith is not saving faith, which every believer has. Ephesians 2 and 8, so are the daily faith necessary for the Christ, the Christian life, you all. Let me say it again so you can understand that. It's like I was a little jumbled up there. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, Sister Billy, go to it for us.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Amen.
You don't let me know if I'm moving too fast, because sometimes I get the tendency of getting excited, and then I'll start talking to you. Normally,
yeah,
my mom will tell me to slow down. Okay, thank you.
Amen. It says, for by grace you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'll read that again. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God.
Yeah.
It is the gift of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us like gifts? I love gifts. I like to receive gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome again. Just logging on with us right now. We want to welcome you to our live teaching, Understanding the Holy Spirit. Again, if it's your first time on with us, to get caught up, you can go back and listen to the other lessons that were taught under the archive shows on the Preaching the Pastor here on Blog Talk, and that way you can kind of understand where we are today. So, again, the spiritual gift of faith is not saving faith, which every believer has, according to Scripture in Ephesians 2 and 8. Or the daily faith necessary for the Christian life, you all. Instead, it is faith that complements the other gifts and allows them to be daring and active. Amen. So when the ministries of the church face odds that overwhelm most people, you all, this faith challenges, it encourages you all, and reminds people that we serve a powerful God who owns and controls all things, not just some things. He has the whole world in his hands, creative all. Hallelujah. So he controls all things. Everything that's concerning you, God is concerned about. Amen.
Man.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Welcome. Glory. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. We're going to talk a little bit about evangelism. Like I said, I wanted to be able to wrap up this lesson. We may have to come back to it. Because it is a 30-minute lesson, I don't want to give too much at one time and overwhelm everyone all at once. Let it kind of take root and manifest in your actions. Talk a little about evangelism. I know Sister Allen, Valencia Allen, is an evangelist. When we look in the book of Ephesians, where you're at, Mother Dillard, chapter 4, verse 11, if you'll read that for us.
Ephesians 4, chapter 11. Chapter 4, verse 11 says, and he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Amen.
Amen. So evangelism is sharing you all the good news of the gospel. It is the privilege and responsibility of every believer. So some people have a special God-given ability to present the message of salvation in a clear, simple, and engaging way. And those who fit in this ministry can provide leadership to all believers to carry out the task of evangelism. And there may be you, amen, to carry out that task. Amen. Being led by the Holy Spirit. Understand, being led by the Holy Spirit is operating on the inside of us, on every believer. Once we became a believer, we received the Holy Spirit of the living God. So right now we're going to talk about distinguishing between the spirits. Sister Gilly has read for us 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, you all. And so in the context, you all, of the letter to the Corinthians, distinguishing and discerning between spirits may refer to two activities. So the first activity is the ability to discern when a prophecy actually comes from God. Someone can prophesy over your life, well, but it does not mean that prophecy came from God. And we have to be able to know how to discern when it actually comes from God. So Christians who believe that the gift of prophecy has ceased view this part of discerning as no longer necessary. When we look in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, but you are the second activity is the ability to discern when a teaching fits in with God's will and comes from the leading of the Holy Spirit. It also includes the ability to know when a new teaching contradicts the basic teachings of the Christian faith. I'll say that again. The second activity is the ability you all to discern when a teaching fits in with God's will, and comes from the leading of the Holy Spirit. So it also includes the ability to know when a new teaching contradicts the basic teachings of the Christian faith. Because you have some that will come teaching another word that's not God's word. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome everybody. We're going to wrap up here with apostleship today and understanding of apostleship, as we're still talking about the understanding of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 to 29, which I read for you all, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 as a reference. And Sister Diddy read that over to you all as well. So there is more than one kind of apostle in the New Testament, you all. The first kind refers to those Jesus called and set apart, who witnessed his life and ministry. So these are the 12 disciples and also include apostles like Paul and James, the brother of Jesus. If you want to reference it yourself and go back to see it for yourself, to witness it in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, you'll see it there. Also in Galatians 2 and 9. So the second kind of apostles now includes those who were especially appointed as missionaries to spread the gospel. For example, Barnabas and Silas. You all who have read the Bible have read about Barnabas and Silas. When you look in the book of Acts, we'll go there real quickly here as we have about 2 minutes left in this teaching today. If you look in the book of Acts, Sister Bill and everyone, chapter 2, chapter 13, verses 2 through 3. That's the book of Acts. Uh-huh.
2 through 13, remember.
That's verse 13. Yeah, verse 13, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2 through 3.
Amen. 2 to 3. And it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you know, the church set upon Barnabas and Saul for what God had for them. To separate the God means dedicate for a special purpose. So we too should dedicate our pastors, missionaries, and Christian workers for their task. We can also dedicate ourselves to use our time, our money, and talents for God's work as God would, as God, what he wants you to set apart for him. We have to ask God what he wants us to set apart for him, what is important. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So understand the apostleship here. Amen. So you all, as we wrap up here today, I thank you all for coming on. I do see someone else that came on. 832-388, what number is that? 0879. Who number is that? 832-388.
Pam.
Pam, welcome, Pam. She's like, Pam. I tell you, I don't know who number it is unless I see you often on the service. So God bless you. Welcome. Welcome. It's always good to hear everyone on the line. And my cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. Thank you all for joining us today in our led teaching, understanding of the Holy Spirit. I hope you all got a lot out of the study, those who have been able to be on every Saturday and even today whenever you came on. And like I said, if you have any questions and you came on later, you can always go back to the preacher and the pastor here on Blog Talk, and you can play the lesson over and even previous lessons. So you just go to blogtalk.com/thepreacherandthepastor, and then you will click on the led teaching and understand the Holy Spirit, and you'll be able to go over the lesson. Mm-hmm. So you all, as you wrap up here, I just want to talk a little bit about discovering your spiritual gifts here. When it comes to your own spiritual gifts, remember that simply knowing your gifts is not the goal. Instead, the goal is to know how to serve God and others as a member of Christ's body, and then do that. With that in mind, I'm going to give you all some suggestions for discerning your spiritual gifts. Ask God for guidance and wisdom to find your place in the church ministry. Your life experience can be a good guide to find your interests and abilities, you all. Be mindful of the needs of your church. And sometimes God will call you to serve in areas you might not prefer. So the calling may be temporary or it may be long-term. Be ready, be willing, and courageous. Obedience is challenging, you all. It is very challenging. Again, I say that obedience is challenging. Be obedient in the work that God has called you to do. Amen, to God's will. Listen to the encouragement and wisdom and guidance of other members of the body of Christ. You all, be prayerful about finding God's will for your life. Amen. God bless everyone here today. If you have any questions or comments at this time, I'll call your name, and I'll try to answer those to the best of my knowledge. If I don't have a complete answer, then I'll get the answer and get back to you. I don't believe in guessing. I have to back everything up with scripture. So, Sister Billy, did you have any questions or comments?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. Thank you for helping out with the reading. My mama's a real good, I think she got a speed Bible or something over there because she gets to those scriptures really quick.
I'll be prepared.
Amen. She be prepared. God bless you. All right, Sister Allen, do you have any questions or comments?
I did have a question, but I forgot what it was. I didn't write it. I can't write it down. So I will go back over the message today. I will address it to you later.
Okay. All right, good, good. Good, good. You have any comments?
Keep up the good work. Thank God for your research, and thank God for the wisdom that God has given you his word and his personality and what he desires from his people.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I think I don't know if your phone is on speaker. It was kind of vibrating a little bit. I could hear some of it, but I receive it. I know it should be good. Amen.
Pam is with me, and she has her phone on, so we're getting a little feedback.
Okay, so just for one of y'all, put your phone on mute, and then it won't have a feedback. All right. Cousin. God bless you, Sister Allen. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're praying for you. We're lifting you up. We love you. Thank God for you for being on today. It means a lot to me to hear your voice here on this platform. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, God is with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. You know exactly what we need when we need it. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, do you have any questions or comments? God bless you for being here.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
You too. God bless you. All right. Sister Pam Moore, you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't have any questions, but my comments are you're awesome. You're very awesome. And just keep
glory
doing what
God.
You're doing. God appreciate you every day.
Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. Again, I thank you all for being here. I lift you all up at this time. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for one more time that you allowed us to come, Father God, to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, know that you're still a miracle working God. Lord, your God is able to heal, deliver, set free, bless, and favor, and protect your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that you move mighty and strong in the life of your children right now and all that they're concerned about in love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Father God, we ask, oh God, what is it that you have for us to do, Lord? We shall be obedient to fulfill, oh Father God, the will that you have for our life, oh God. But Lord, we need your strength. So Lord, we ask to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ by faith, supernatural strength, Father God, supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, supernatural favor right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing again today to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ
thank
over everyone
you.
That's on the call today, over your life, every situation that's concerning you. We decree and declare that you're healed, delivered, set free, blessed, and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And everything that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. Amen. For this is our inheritance. And we thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God, though with immense power and authority. And we use that power and authority. We speak to every situation concerning us, and we decree and declare victory over it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. I love you, and I thank God for you. Y'all enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time.
get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll